the Singled Out Podcast with
Becky,
Brenda,
and Maria.
Three single gals living it up in the Midwest. We will tackle raw, real-life topics that people face no matter what stage of life we're in. Our goal is to inspire you to strengthen relationships and build community so you can live your best life now.
This is episode 19. We chat with the amazing Luke and Dina, a couple we look up to and admire.
They have a lot of knowledge to share regarding communication in any type of relationship. There's even some good nuggets for all you single people out there.
Nuggets.
We have Dina and Luke here. Woo! And you might remember Dina from one of our previous episodes, I think episode five and six. We were talking about, what were we talking about?
Enjoying your journey.
And so Dina talked about her story and meeting Luke. And so now we have Luke here with
Hello.
So we're really excited to have them back on the podcast.
And so we brought our little boy with us so he didn't feel outnumbered by all the estrogen.
So yeah, we're going to be talking about communication in any relationship. So in marriage, in dating, even with children, and friendships too. So any kind of, just in general, communicating with people.
And we're in a public place, so you'll hear some background noise. But
yeah. All right, so we talked about what communicating means. I know maybe for people that didn't necessarily hear your episode, do you want to kind of just tell us a little background about your relationship and how you guys, like your process, dating and getting married and what makes your situation unique?
I was a single mom for 7 years, have a beautiful brown-eyed girl. She is now 14, and she's very much ours.
Yes.
Luke fell in love with her and basically took her on the minute that he met us. So he's about as manly as it gets in my brain. We actually met at church. The long short of it is God was really doing a new thing in his life, and he came to our church, and he basically got completely changed from the inside out.
Yeah.
And then we started talking maybe 2 months after you showed up, maybe a month.
Month and a half.
And kind of the rest is history. The way that I think the uniqueness of our relationship that a lot of people kind of step back and look at is the fact that we courted instead of dated. And that brought in a whole other kind of, like the episode that you guys were talking about, enjoying the journey, and not just enjoying the journey, but knowing your worth, knowing who you are, knowing that you have something to bring to the table. The beautiful thing is I think that can roll right into just the communication, because when he and I started talking at the beginning, we were about as black and white, and honestly still are. The uniting factor in our world is God.
Yeah.
Genuinely is. Mm. Wanting to do the right thing. It's been a really neat journey. Our relationship has been, the foundation of our relationship, aside from God, has always been communication. The fact that we talk about everything.
Yeah.
There's really nothing under the sun that we haven't had a conversation about. And if we haven't talked about it, there's a pretty good chance that we're going to talk about it sometime along the way. Whether it's with each other, with, you know, our children, the ones that live in our house, you know, we're constantly encountering opportunities to talk through just life. And that's kind of what we were talking about earlier, as far as like your point of view versus my point of view. And because he and I came from two totally different backgrounds, we also have two totally different ways of seeing things. And so when you have that kind of perspective where somebody would say, well, we're not even the same, you know, well, we can't hang out together because we're not even the same people, or we have completely different lifestyles, or we have completely different whatever, and you want to go, wait a minute, that's the beauty of our God, because there's such a multifacetedness about him that we're constantly finding different aspects of who he is, but we get to find those aspects through each other. He gets to bring a beauty to the, you know, to the table that I didn't get to have, and then vice versa. And so we've just learned how to talk it through, even if we don't understand at the very beginning.
Yeah.
There's been multiple times where we'll just stand back and go, okay, talk it through, mm-hmm. and then I'll try to catch up with you somewhere along, you know, what is your thinking in this process? So that way I can understand better. So, but I would say that that's probably what's genuinely made us pretty successful.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
We've had friends along the way that's, you know, well, we argue about everything, or we fight about this, or we fight about that. And I mean, I can genuinely look at each one of you guys and say, in less than one handful in the 8 years that we've been together, we've had any kind of fight. I don't think we've ever yelled.
No.
Not at each other.
No.
We've maybe yelled at the situation. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of that I'm angry with what's going on around me. Give me a second to just let this out. But know that I'm not coming at you. You know, we even try that with Gabri when we're telling her something, you know, trying to correct her on something, or we're literally watching the enemy trying to scoop her up and take her down a path that she doesn't need to go. We'll look her in the eye and say, I need you to understand, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at that thing that's trying to take you out. It's helped with our communication with one another. And then those times where you just get quiet, and you just, give me a second. Okay, I'm going to go downstairs into my office now. I'm just going to be. Okay, babe, I'll see you when I see you. Hope you're not mad at me.
What does communication or good communication mean to you when you hear that word? Like, what does that look like to you?
To me, communication is not only, you know, being able to speak and get your ideas across, but also being able to, you know, listen and actually hear what the other person is trying to say.
I mean, that's it. I would have to agree the exact same thing. And taking the time to respect the other person, their point of view, because they may not have the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the beautiful thing about it is when you have whatever, whether it's a work relationship, a marriage relationship like Luke and I, you're building on something that, you know, like I'm walking into a piece of the puzzle, but you have a piece of the puzzle that I need too. And so your point of view might be different than my point of view, but eventually we're trying to get to the same destination.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me has always been kind of a really good way of thinking about communication, especially if you're saying something that I go, I'm not sure I agree with that. Not sure where you're coming from, but I'll give you a second. Hold on.
So tell me, when you say you were talking about courting versus dating,
mm-hmm.
kind of a little off topic, but I don't know, what does that look like, the difference to you guys?
I'll let you talk now.
Yeah, yeah, because that is one of the questions that we do get a lot of, you know, because courting in some ways seems like an old-fashioned
mm-hmm.
kind of concept. And so I'm a really big research guy, so when I hear something that I'm not familiar with, I will research it, and I will look it up, and I love Google.
He is Google.
But, you know, but I mean, she mentioned it to me at first, you know, she's like, you know, I want to court, and, you know, I want to do this for serious. And so I was like, well, okay, let me figure out what this is, you know, and through some of my research and even after we've been married and all, and trying to really figure out, you know, the difference between courtship and dating, you know, for other people that have asked us, you know, I've found that dating, you know, through definitions and through a lot of people's minds, you know, be it, you know, Christian mind, worldly mind, dating is more of a social aspect of a, you know, oh, hey, I'm going to get to know you, and, you know, it's going to be light, and, you know, there might be maybe some stuff, you know, that's under the surface, but a lot of it's, you know, more surface, you know, kind of not a lot of commitment. It's just, oh yeah, we're dating, you know, it's happening, but, you know, right, you know, and so, but then I found, you know, courtship is more focused. It's more, I'm doing this on purpose. You know, I found one definition of courtship was to seek an alliance. And to kind of segue a little, or not really segue, but sidestep a little bit. Through my walk of Christianity, I've seen a lot of similarities between, you know, being a Christian and being like military type. And so, you know, that forming an alliance of, you know, you and your partner coming together and truly joining up going after what needs to go after, needs to be gone after, or taking down those strongholds, or, you know, being that unified front for your kids, for your friends. That's what you really need. And so that's what I saw it. I found out somewhere. I found a contract that somebody had drawn up for them and their, you know, their boyfriend about courting. And so I was like, oh, hey, this is, I kind of like this. So I pulled it up. I edited it for our purposes, because it was written by somebody that was in like their late teens, early 20s, and, you know, oh, hey, we're still going to keep our parents in the loop and all this. And I'm like, well, we're mid 30s and we're going to report. We're not going to report to our parents. Yeah. So I edited it so it was, you know, more appropriate for us and for our situation. And I shared it with her, and I'm like, you know, hey, what do you think? And so we both basically signed off on it. You know, we took it to our care pastor at the time. He really liked it. He dug it. And you know, we gave him a copy so he could help keep us accountable. We had some friends that they, you know, were like, hey, this is what's going on. Here's what's in our contract. And feel free to keep us accountable. Eye check us. You know, that's kind of what we did.
What kind of things, like what's a few of the things that were on your contract?
We gave ourselves curfews.
Yeah, we gave ourselves curfews.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that simple. Especially, you know, if you're in a relationship, it's like nothing good happens after midnight. Your defenses start going down because you're tired. And you start finding yourself compromising in things that you normally wouldn't be compromising. So midnight was our cutoff.
Yeah. But yeah, so we gave ourselves curfew. We said that we weren't going to be in the other person's bedroom.
Right.
We were going to stay, like if we were sitting down on a couch together watching a movie or something, we were always going to be vertical. We weren't going to be horizontal. We weren't going to lay on a couch together. You know, because we didn't want to compromise ourselves and be tempted. We weren't going to, you know, this may sound kind of old-fashioned, but we weren't going to go park. You know, if we were going to be in a car together, we were going to, you know, be in a car together alone just for the purpose of getting from point A to point B, for a purpose. You know, we weren't going to just, you know, because...
Sit and talk for hours.
Right.
With the lookout.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, isn't this pretty? Ooh, look at your eyes. You're like, no.
You know, so it was stuff like that. We also said that we were going to check in with our pastors, you know, almost like have a face-to-face meeting once a week. You know, so it was principles like that. It's been a few years since I looked at it, so I forget
and
all the details.
And we talked about where we were only going to talk about certain things, that because we already decided that, yes, this is moving towards marriage. You want to talk about married things. You want to talk about what married people do. Okay. There's a curiosity that happens and stuff starts showing up. We decided that if we were going to talk about anything of that nature, we had only this much amount of time to talk about it, and then we move on. We didn't get into very deep, deep conversations. We kept things in a very innocent realm, something that we could have this conversation in front of you, and it would not make you uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It wouldn't take you down a path that you don't need to be going. Back to just, it's that communication, learning, and you learn how to communicate with somebody like in a way that you've never communicated before when you are not making out with that person on a constant basis, when you don't have certain things fogging up your conversations. You know, it's like, I can be real with you. This is how we're going to be. This is what we're going to, no holds bars. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to respond. We find ourselves in any kind of place, this is how we're going to react. So it's like we already had presets set in our courting relationship that just carried really naturally into our, you know, our marriage.
What's the biggest advantage to courting versus dating?
For me, I'm going to speak for me, and then I'll let you answer whatever you think. My biggest thing has always been, because he and I have communicated about everything, and because we carried ourselves with our relationship in the manner that we did, I can trust him with everything in me. I have absolutely there's moments where it's easy, like we talked about this morning, it's easy to capture that thought and say, wait a minute, this person's already proven themselves to me because he's kept his word. He's kept me safe. He's kept our relationship safe. And he, I mean, how many guys do you know that will come up to you and say, oh, well, I want to date you. Oh, okay, but you can't kiss me until we get married. Oh, peace out. You know? But it didn't scare him away at all. There was something inside of him that was like, I would say intrigued, mm-hmm. but
a little bit.
But more so, and I'll let him answer that, but just knowing that he was willing to sacrifice his, you know, the God-given desires that we all have, but to hold them, to make sure that his emotions and his flesh was toe in the line, you know what I mean? Just like, so if I knew that he would do that for me, it's become, our marriage has become easier for me to look at him and say, I trust you. I trust you when you tell me that you're going to XYZ. I trust you when you say that you're with whoever. I trust you. I trust you to not only, because I think I'd mentioned it before on the last podcast, you know, we work out, we're at the gym, there's half-naked people running around constantly. We have friends that are on Facebook, that are on, you know, Instagram, that compete, that show their bodies, that this is what they do. And I've seen more than one time, both of us, somebody comes across, if it's the opposite sex, we're like, whoa, or we go, hey, look, see, look, they look great, hey, woo, you know, cheer for our friend, okay, now we're scanning, you know, but it's guarding our eyes, guarding our hearts, guarding our minds, making sure that those images, those conversations, those things don't get caught and then brought into our relationship.
They don't drive your relationship.
And if and when they do, because trust me, echo effects happen. I don't know if you guys know what echo effects are. Basically, echo effects are things from your past that try to come and echo into your future. And whether it's a relationship, because again, he and I both have been married before. And we've not only just been married, but we've been with other people before. And every so often, I would have a flash in the middle of just being with him. And I'm going, and I would talk it out immediately. Again, because we have that communication of, he knows I'm not daydreaming of someone else. He's not daydreaming of somebody else. It's that I want to tell you this so that way you can keep me safe. Or we start praying over each other immediately, or we just go, okay, it's okay. I'm right here. I haven't gone anywhere. You know, just having that kind of dialogue with one another has made a tremendous difference. And again, it makes you go, okay, I can be vulnerable with you. I can be human with you.
And I think to kind of add on to that, I mean, as from what I experienced, you know, it seemed like, you know, as far as communication styles, you know, because again, when you're courting, you have that goal, you have that purpose of I'm in this for marriage, and so therefore, if you're in this for marriage, knowing that that's your goal and that's your desire, you're going to open yourself up more for that communication style, and you are going to be more apt to open up, to be more honest, and to have these real conversations.
Yeah.
You know, versus, oh, we're just hanging out and having a good time, so I maybe won't be totally honest, or I'll hold back like 50% of myself, you know, because I don't want to put myself all the way out there, because if this is just, you know, surface and we're just having a good time, I either don't want to bog it down, or I don't want to give you my heart, and then you're going to just stomp on it. So, you know, so I mean, that's kind of another thing, you know, it's what, not only what level of communication are you going to have, but what will you give to the relationship?
But what do you think is the biggest difference between men and women in communicating? Do you think there's, you know, what's the biggest challenge, but the biggest difference between men and women?
Yes, there is a difference. for anybody that was confused, yes, there is. Yes. This is actually one of my favorite talking points, I will say, because I love to tell people that are either going into relationships or thinking about relationships or fresh into like marriages or something. I'll start with a funny story, and then I'll kind of explain from there. One time I was in a group of people, and there was a girl that was recently married. Christmas was coming up, and she was talking about how she's been dropping hints to her husband about what she wanted for Christmas. And she's like, but I don't think he's picking up on it. What should I do? I'm like, tell him. But isn't that cheating? No, tell him.
What's cheating?
Because I'm like,
you can't read my mind.
Right.
Yes.
So because again,
it's not romantic. He can't figure it out himself. Oh my gosh.
But again,
Right.
Right.
But you know, I mean, guys are fixers. They love to fix things. Oh, this is what you want. This is okay. Here you go. I can make this happen. You know, but again, yes, men are not mind readers. Women are not mind readers. I've had so many conversations with people of, you know, oh my gosh, why don't they know what I'm thinking? I'm like, because you didn't say it. Or,
right.
You know, I've seen it, you know, just because the nuances of how women communicate versus how men communicate, when sometimes, you know, a female will be like, you know, oh, hey, I said this to this guy, you know, and I told him I'm not interested, you know, but he keeps talking to me. And I'm like, well, did you actually say no? Well, you have to say the words. If you say well, then the guy's going to be like, oh, there's a chance and I can keep going. And so again, it's you have to say the words. There has to be that actual communication. You have to make things clear. Nobody's a mind reader. You know, I look at Dina, you know, what can I do for you? It's funny, there have been some in the lighter realms, you know, that there have been times we've looked at each other, and especially she's looked at me, and she's like, you know, she'll pull up her phone and something, and she'll show me a picture. Hey, this is what I want for Christmas. Can I order it? Yes, go. And then it'll arrive. I'll wrap it. And I put it under the tree.
And I don't know how many times people say, oh my gosh, that's horrible, because now you know your present and it's not a surprise. And I'm like, I'm getting what I want, people. I'm getting what I want. And he's happy to give it to me.
Right.
I mean, you know, and it's the same, but he's literally the same way.
Yeah.
It's like,
I've done the same, yeah.
I mean, genuinely, before the men's conference, we just had a men's conference, right? Babe, I think I would like to have a new kilt before the men's conference. Why are you not ordering it now? What's going on? You know, I mean, just go. And it's like, instead of waiting for Father's Day, instead of waiting for a special time or just something, it's just like, just tell me what you want. And if it's something I can do for you, then I'm going to be able to do it. I mean, that's in any relationship. It's like, you guys are best friends. If you need something and then you don't say something to her, she's probably going to be pretty upset because, why didn't you tell me? Mm-hmm. Well, if we're such good friends, you should have known what was going on with me. And you want to go, honey, no. No, don't do that.
How do I know if you don't say
how do I know something? You know, I mean, I might be able to distinguish that you're just kind of off right now. Is everything okay? I mean, can I come hug you? You all right? What's going on? You know, are you all right? But
I was finally hugging me, and then I started something's going on. I'm not sure.
You squeeze something out. I'm not. Now I'm leaking.
I'm like, I don't know why I'm just crying. I'm
just really upset. And yeah. Sometimes that's okay, and that's all you need. Yeah. And that's the same, like with our relationship. It's like, you okay? And I'll just literally walk up to him in the kitchen, and I'll just throw my head like in his chest, and I'll just go, just hold me. Just hold me. You okay? You okay? And I'm like, maybe just. See me today. Yeah. Just see that I'm here. And
hold me and tell me it's going to be okay.
Hold me and tell me it's going to be okay. And don't try to fix it. Just, you know, yeah. Even though guys are fixers. And that's something, too. It's like with learning with him, you know, we always hear girls are the fine print, guys are the bold headlines. And for them, we don't want to stereotype, but for the most part, it's true. But I would say that it's like,
that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's like, I'll say, how was your day? It was good. Okay, well, cool. Well, let me tell you about my day. Half an hour later, like, I mean,
medication side effects.
Everybody that's listening to this podcast, just if you want to gauge how much I'm talking compared to how much Luke is talking, I mean, if that tells nobody anything, that's genuinely you get him on a subject that he knows. Not that this isn't something he knows. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, it's like, I just want to let him talk. I need to stop talking. But understanding the communication, understanding people's love language, you know, that's a huge communicating factor. It's finding out, are you a gift person? Are you somebody that just likes me to just come and sit in your space? Are you somebody that you want your acts of service? If I take care of you, if I do something for you, if I come vacuum your house, you know, I mean, what can I do for you that's going to make everything good in your world? And knowing that person's love language, he tinkers on something. He wants me to be there. I don't even have to say a word. He just wants me in his space. You know, it's like, just be with me. We don't even have to talk. Oh, okay, I can do that. I'll read a book and I'll just sit and be cute.
It's going to be the eye candy.
I'm just going to be eye candy. Just let me look at you.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. Come socialize with us on Facebook and Instagram or email us at thesingle.podcast@gmail.com. Until next time, friends, get out there and live your best life now.
And this kind of really rolls. It's okay, buddy. Sorry, guys.
I can edit it out.
No, I wasn't. I just knew that was
going to
be. You moved out.
Is he still louder? He's got that deep bass.
Yeah.
I got the bass,
I saw that theater train. No, I was talking for Jack.
Yeah. They always face the microphone away from me when we're recording, too. Sorry.
There's even some good nuggets in there for all of you single people.
All I gotta say was nuggets. Man, I'm sorry. I totally failed.